So what I was going to talk about today, I'm not going to talk about, because on Friday, I had this thing where God told me, rip up the script, you're going to do this instead. And this just happens sometimes, and it always feels significant to me. So I think the Holy Spirit has a message for us. I think that who is here today, you're supposed to be here, and it's not an accident that you are here today to hear this, okay? So, Friday morning, God says to me at 6:30, get up, Scott. Oh, I hate it when he does this. He does do this sometimes. I get a get up, Scott. And usually, if I'm honest, I go, nope, and I go back to sleep. And I was delighted when one of our elders told me the same thing when I was sharing this with him. They will remain nameless, but she'll tell you later on anyway. That narrows it down, right? So get up, Scott. And at 6:30, okay, I will get up. I did it. And I had kind of like my quiet time, read my Bible, so that was fine. But I realized later on, as the morning went on, why God said get up. He said, get up is the message, wake up is the message that I have for the church just now. For the whole church, but yes, also St. Columba Church. Okay, so us, you guys, there's a message from God of wake up, because something good is coming. Something good is happening now, and we don't want to miss it. I remember a few years ago, I don't know how long ago this was, who has seen the Northern Lights in their life? I expect many of us have, because you do see them here, and maybe you've seen it on your travels or here in Inverness, and usually it's like, oh, you know, if you go out to far or whatever, you'll see them. Well, I've never done that. But just one time, we saw them in our back garden here in the Maples a few years ago, and it was at night, kids had gone to bed, and so we realized, oh, the Northern Lights. And so we went to wake the kids up. Kids, come on. Oh, what? The Northern Lights. And so we got them up, and they came out and they saw the Northern. Now, if we hadn't woken them up, they'd have missed it. And it was just kind of brief, and it probably wasn't as good as what many of you guys have seen, but we saw the Northern Lights together as a family, because, hey, kids, come on, wake up, come and see this. And or, you know, summertime, you're maybe going on your holiday, some of you. Who's got a really early flight for a holiday sometime this summer? Yes, some of you, yeah. So you know that feeling of, it's like 4 a.m. or something, and it's, get up, oh, I suppose, you know, I don't want to miss the flight, I don't want to miss the fantastic trip that we're going on. So there are those times where it's important, we get up, let's go wake up, something good is happening, and we don't want to miss it. And I believe that God is saying that to us right now as a church. So Psalm 57, oh, the wind doesn't help when it does this. Psalm 57 verse 8, I think it is. It's just the one verse Bible reading, but there's a few other verses that are going to come in today. Yeah, Psalm 57 verse 8. Awake my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. This is the psalmist saying, wake up my spirit, wake up my soul, because God is doing something right now, and it's time to respond to it. Hands up if you have heard of the phrase, the quiet revival. I'm interested to know how many of our church have heard about this. Okay, that's really helpful to know, because I've been hearing a lot about it, and you only know what you know. You have your life, and you assume everybody's hearing it, and like 5 of you have heard of it. There was a report commissioned by the Bible Society in England and Wales called the Quiet Revival. It was commissioned with YouGov.